It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Clarence M.
Hey, Sam.
Good man.
Now, we have someone on the phone with us right now.
Might have heard him just then.
Who is, what would you say, the entertainment industry's man of men. I guess is probably the best way to put it. Osha Gunsberg is on the phone with us. Hey, Osha, how you doing?
I'm so happy. I'm so excited. You're a lady anchor. That's what we need. I love it.
Yeah, actually.
Love a lady anchor at a breakfast show. Everything is good. An excellent back announcer. Beneatha may be excited about RMB Fridays tomorrow. I don't know if that's our network, but yes, good.
It is. I'm glad.
Osha.
Oh, I'm sure you're on the bus there.
She steers the ship amazingly well, too, by the way,
I'd like to add.
Yes, of course. So The Bachelor is premiering on the WIN Network at 7:30 tonight.
Cannot wait. This is going to be awesome.
Yes, and the man, obviously... Yeah, you guys.
It's like Christmas. It's like Christmas for us. It's Bachelor Day, except our angel is a 6'3", 105-kilo man with a curly hair and a little moustache.
That's exactly how I pictured an angel to be, I thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate, the Honey Badger, though, can we talk about him quickly, Osha? He is obviously the ex-rugby union star, all-round Aussie battler. Got more one-liners than a comedian's diary, really. I tried my hand at that then. Can you tell us a bit about him?
Well, look, what I think a lot of people don't understand about Nick Cummins is that he's this kind of this peak idea of Australian masculinity. He's played as a wallaby. He's faced down a haka in front of 50,000 screaming Kiwis at Mount Smart Stadium. He's been tackled by the heaviest, most hard men on the planet. Mm. And yet, he meditates, he centers himself, he's got really extraordinary self-awareness.
Oh, wow.
His self-talk is really interesting because, you know, it's television. We put a mic on him, right? And so in between the ladies coming and going for the limo, you know, he's alone for a couple of minutes while the next lady's about to come out of the limo, and you hear him go, all right, mate, adapt and overcome. Just breathe in.
Breathe out.
All right. Because you hear him talking to himself and, like, you know, I guess that's 10 years of the greatest sports psychology that money could buy as a wallaby, right? So you can hear all these techniques and the way he... you know, uses his mind to control himself. It's fascinating to watch. But then this guy with all this confidence, all this hubris, all his charm and wit, he gets nervous. He kind of giggles when he's scared. You know, his smile goes a little, kind of this little boy. He blushes. Some of the girls make a blush tonight. It's fascinating to watch him.
Hey, Osha. Have you got a soft spot for the Honey Badger?
I have a soft spot for all of our bachelors.
Ah, well said.
Because I mean, it would take a lot of cojones, if we were speaking Spanish, to put yourself on national television and go, look, here I am. I'm this picture of success for the, you know, your Tim Robards, your Sam Wood, your Matty Johnson, whoever you are.
Yeah.
Look at me. I've got the amazing rig, but something's missing. I'm still single. I still can't figure out how to do this being together part. All right.
Yes.
So I'm going to be vulnerable and put myself on the telly and go, I'm hoping that I can meet someone here. Let's see what we can do.
Yes.
And Nick's doing that. And
absolutely.
It takes a lot. So I really respect that.
Okay, well, I can't wait to see what is to come this season. It all kicks off tonight.
Yeah, 7:30 tonight on the WIN Network. Quick question, Osha. What's your ritual for this evening?
My ritual?
For the premiere.
For the premiere? Well, tonight we're having a, even though, you know, I know how the show ends, we're having a watching party. So tonight I'll do a Facebook Live around 6 o'clock with a bit of Q&A.
Ooh.
I'll be doing Q&A on the Instagram all through the show. I'll be tweeting the whole way through the show. My wife has made this amazing gluten-free risotto. Pumpkin and jackfruit tacos. And, like, Audrey worked on the show. She knows, she did half the makeup for all the girls on the show, right? And so today, because we're having all these people over, she goes, I'm just going to stop through Target on the way home. What do you mean? I'm just going to go get some things. You're getting cut out. Love hearts to stick on the walls. Yes.
Love it.
Well, Osha, can't wait to watch it tonight. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, though.
Thanks, mate.
No worries. Love you. Bye, guys.
See ya. Love you, too. A lot of love around here at the moment.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
And Sam.
Need my instrument.
I know.
It's next door.
Yesterday, it was your chance or your time to shine.
And that I did. I shone brighter than a diamond from Rihanna's jewelry cabinet.
Sure.
Is that her song? Shine Bright Like a Diamond?
Yes.
Yeah, boom. There you go. Great reference there.
So,
I'm so hip.
The whole reason that you shined bright was because...
Shone bright.
Okay, sorry. Shone bright. Is because we were put up to a challenge by our boss a few weeks ago. We needed to do something.
Mm.
He wants us to do it every month now, but it started off with doing some busking.
Yes.
We're competing against each other, raising money for Griffith Can Assist.
And the only one getting enjoyment out of this is our boss.
Yes.
Because that yesterday was one of the scariest moments of my life because I obviously have no musical talent. There's a video up now on Hit Riverina MIA. We're going to put a longer one up very soon if you're ready to lose your ears.
Now, Sam, we have kept what we're doing with, like, on
yeah,
in our own
things. Whoever raises
quiet.
More money can probably skip the next challenge.
Yeah. So yesterday, I get down there and you're dressed as an M&M.
Yes, because I'm...
with M&M lyrics.
I'm Griffith's version of an M&M. So I was in a yellow M&M, as in the chocolate.
Yeah.
And I did a play on words there with M&M. And yeah, I started spitting some M&M rap lyrics and realised they're not really suitable for busking because they were pretty heavy lyrics. So I just repeated the chorus a couple of times. Happy the Dragon was down.
Yes. A big thank you to Happy the Dragon from St. George Bank for coming down and supporting us.
And donating a lot of money straight from the vault.
I hope that Happy the Dragon comes down and says hi to me today.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he or she will.
Now... yesterday, you also had someone join you, which you didn't make me aware of anything. I thought you were going down with a triangle.
Yes.
And some lyrics. That
was it. A triangle, that was it. For a whole hour, just playing that triangle and singing some, spitting some mean
rhymes.
It's
not how it went down.
Not at all. I was lucky enough to be able to pull out Anastasia Comeron.
Mm.
She is an amazing guitarist, singer. I know she plays other instruments. Can't think of them right now. but also a great friend. And she was happy to come out of school, might I add. She was in her school trackies there, so thanks to the principal for letting her go. I'm not sure if the principal knows, but...
well, he does now.
Maybe now.
But Sam, I didn't know any of this was happening.
I know. She carried the team.
She did carry
the
team, I will admit.
She absolutely carried the team. She was great on guitar. She knew all the lyrics. I got so stage fright that all the lyrics to classic karaoke songs that we did, Summer of 69, Dale Braithwaite Horses, I had to get out my phone and look up the lyrics because I could not think.
I love that every time I tried to distract you, it worked really easily too.
Yeah, you can't use a fire truck call against me, Claire, because that gets me every time.
Because even the second time, you're like, don't do that, and then stared directly around you trying to find
exactly.
the fire truck.
Now, do I say how much I raised?
No, not yet.
Ooh.
Not yet. Okay. Final counts will be done tomorrow. I've got mine today. Mm. I'm really quite nervous because I didn't expect everything that you pulled out.
Really?
And so now...
it was a busy 24 hours getting that stuff together.
Well, I'm a little worried that I've over-talked myself.
Ooh.
Like, I've told you that I play guitar and I can play piano.
You have talked yourself up and it's on air. It is on record.
I can play guitar, right?
Yeah.
I can play...
Smoke by the Water or whatever the song is.
Yeah, just...
Smoke on the Water.
But I can only play the riff.
Just do that 100 times. That's all right.
And it's very basic. It's bump, 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 bump. Guarantee that's how it's going to sound.
Oh, Claire.
And it's not like I can lug a piano down there. So I have my little shakers.
Have you got anything in your back pocket? Oh, yeah, you got shakers. There you go. Have you got anything in your back pocket? Obviously, my X Factor, my secret weapon was Anastasia.
I do have a secret weapon.
Oh, good.
I do have a secret weapon.
Because I want you to not completely fail.
Tomorrow morning, we need to talk about my secret weapon.
Great.
Get
down there. Same spot, John Dodd Pharmacy, 12 to 1 today. Claire will be busking. I will be sitting
back. It's
going
to be interesting. I'm actually a bit worried that I'm not going to beat you, though. I'm actually legitimately
I've set
a bit
high
worried.
Bar. Mate, I've
you
milked,
kind of have.
I've milked all the money from everyone around that area too.
Also, bring the kids down because I'm going to be dressed as Elmo.
Oh, there you go. So there you go. That's what you can play on. You can play on, you know, being a kiddie, play with her.
I am not one of those, but I could be a children's entertainer.
That one. Not a kiddie play with her, a children's entertainer.
Please stop.
Sorry.
R. Kelly ignition
big,
right
hang
now.
On. Big thanks once again to Anastasia Comeron and Melissa from Melissa's Dance Studio for letting me, allowed me in her outfit.
This is Clarence M. Let's go! One store that I have a bit of a love-dislike relationship. Right,
and ooh, it's not love hate. I love it.
Yeah, it's not hate a local it. Store. It's IKEA, right? Major chain. And the reason that I have a love hate relationship is that they do provide fantastic furniture sometimes.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's not what I meant though. But they do provide really good quality furniture.
Quality names too.
Yeah, and oh yeah, some of the names. Yeah, and you're like, oh okay, I need to look for like you're looking for a bin, and you're like, hang on, what's it actually called?
Yeah, a scooshy.
Yeah.
What? I'm going to name my first child that.
But then the thing that you can also like dislike is the fact that you've got to set everything up yourself.
Mm.
And yes, okay, technically they deliver here, but even if you want one candle, it's still $200.
Delivery?
Yes.
No matter what you get, it's $200 delivery.
Yep.
What are they bringing it in?
I don't know. Well, this is what I mean. Like, so I have a bit of a love-hate relationship.
Mm.
But one thing I also do love, and I tried recently, was their meatballs. So their cafeteria is really quite interesting. It's not like your normal everyday food. You can get hot dogs and stuff there, but the hot dogs taste different. And I tried the meatballs, like I said last time. And
they're a crowd favourite there, aren't they?
They're actually pretty decent. Mm. I think I got the chicken ones.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. They
did nacho stuff too.
Yeah. They tasted different though, which was kind of cool. And it looks like IKEA.
Did you have to make them yourself?
No, the one thing you don't have to. Well, you do have to put your own sauce on.
Oh, there you go.
It looks like IKEA are dropping a very limited edition to their food this month.
Limited edition to their food.
Mm. So you've got your meatballs, right?
Yeah.
Your normal meatballs, chicken or veg or whatever you want. They're now dropping some roo balls.
Hang on. As in kangaroo?
Yes.
Gee, I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love it.
Really?
Yeah, I love kangaroo.
You love kangaroo meat?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you not eaten it?
I have, but not since back in the day.
See, my only problem is
I'm not a massive fan of kangaroo meat.
Well, kangaroo meat has to be cooked to a certain way,
yeah.
Right? If you cook it too much, it becomes really chewy and
that's
gross.
Right. Maybe I've had a bad experience.
Yeah. See, I only sear mine pretty much. It's like if you don't love red meat and like bloody meat, it's not your type of meal.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm just wondering how this is going to work. If they're putting it in a cafeteria style kind of thing, like
as meatballs just sitting there,
yeah,
in the heat.
Yeah. Could they end up being a bit chilly?
I guess, because with meatballs, you're mincing it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I reckon it's fine.
You reckon it's fine?
Can we get some delivered? $200?
If you want to pay the $200 delivery fee.
Do they deliver food?
I don't think they deliver food. Nah. I think they just deliver their products.
Bugger.
I don't know. We might have to take a trip to Canberra. It's only 4 hours down the road.
For kangaroo meatballs.
I could just make you some.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
We could. Yeah.
Funny that. They sell kangaroo at the shops.
Listen up. This is Claire and Sam.
Scrolling through Facebook the other night, Channel 9 posted something, came up my newsfeed, and I was like, hang on, this is interesting.
Mm.
A stunned Sydney driver has shared a photo of what could be Australia's most confusing parking sign. The caption says, have you seen worse? Now, I can tell you I haven't seen worse than this. It's basically a parking sign in Sydney somewhere on a light post or whatever, mm-hmm, that tells you times and stuff that you can park. Now, Sydney, unfortunately, is very, you can only park at certain times and you've got to pace during certain times and all that kind
very
of stuff.
Very stringent.
Compared to here where, like, as long as you're not there for more than 2 hours, you're good.
Yeah.
So this parking sign is very confusing. And when I first saw it, I said to my husband, Sam, I was like, okay, I'm going to do a little test on you. You tell me when and where I can park.
How do you go?
It got very confusing. So there are four parking signs on this one pole, okay?
And it's not just like, yeah, you say four parking signs, but there's so many bits to each sign.
Yeah, it's not like it's just one that says that way you can't park 9 to 5.
I reckon there's probably 16 different parts you've got to read separately.
Okay, so there are four signs.
Yeah.
Two of them say 5-minute parking, right? Pointing the different
either
ways.
Way. Yeah.
Then the other two say 2-hour parking and 4-hour parking, pointing either way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason for it, I get, it's obviously a busy area wherever this sign is, and there's a school zone around the area. So the 5-minute parking is supposed to be for school zones.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you talking me through this?
Yeah.
Good, because I've been looking at it for 5 minutes and still confused.
Okay, so the 5-minute parking.
I thought the top two were the same. The 5-minute parking ones were the same, but I realised, no, one finishes at 6.
One finishes at 4, one finishes at 6, depending on which side you're parking on. Now, then there's the 2-hour and 4-hour parking, which is outside of school zones. Okay, seems simple enough. I'm going to give you a quiz.
Oh, okay? Damn it.
Now, if you want to see this sign, by the way, it's on our Facebook page right now. Hit Riverina MIA on Facebook. You can follow along.
You can work it out yourself.
Okay, Sam. So I'm going to park to the right.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm going to park at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday, and it's school holidays.
So you want me to tell you how long you can park there for?
Yes, pretty much.
So 1 o'clock on a Wednesday.
And it's school holidays.
Outside school.
You know, is it 5-minute parking, 2-hour parking, or 4-hour
parking?
2-hour parking. It's 2-hour parking?
Lock it in, Eddie.
Okay. So 1 o'clock is 2-hour parking. Congratulations. Okay.
I don't get why you can't park there for 4 hours if it's school holidays. Or just because it's work time.
Oh, still. Hang on. 1 o'clock, did I say?
Mm.
Well, no, it's 4-hour parking. No, wait. No, it is 2-hour parking.
Oh, because that's Sunday only. See, then there's times.
There's times.
And then there's specific days.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
And one of the signs, right? Okay, here's an example of how badly this sign is worded. 2-hour parking ticket, 9:15 to 2:45 and 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. school days. Then it says 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Saturday. Other days.
What does other days mean? Outside school days.
This is where I figured out it means outside of school days.
Got it.
Right? But that's okay. If you're driving past this sign and you go to park, you'd end up parking there for 10 minutes trying to figure out where you can park.
You would literally get a parking fine trying to work out
where whether you can.
Parking actually says.
It is so confusing. And I don't like why?
I don't know.
I feel like it started off as like a 5-minute only zone. Then people complain. They're like, okay, we'll make it 2 hours in these times. And then people complain about that. They're like, okay, we'll add 4 hours, but only during these times and these days, and only if the school's in or out. Like, it's just, it's so all over the shop.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to park there, right?
Yeah.
At 6 p.m. on the right-hand side, 5:50 on the right-hand side on a school day.
It goes from...
It's 5-minute parking.
What?
Yeah.
I read it as 4 hours, so I would get a parking fine. I'd get 100 parking fines.
Yes, damn because it. The school's A, it says 2:45 to 6 p.m., 5-minute parking.
This is why councils and stuff get sued. Because these things need to be easy for the average person to understand.
I reckon.
It's like T&Cs and stuff.
Anyone who parks here and gets a fine probably gets out of it. Let's be honest, it's so confusing. If you showed that sign to a judge, I reckon you'd be out of the fine.
Amen, sister.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.